Blog Talk Radio.
Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. We're getting pretty cold here, going down to the teens the next two nights. So, winter has come.
Winter has finally come for everybody. That's such a good thing. It's being down here in Florida, it's been really hot. So this is a good thing for us down here to cool down. But we're not getting into the teens like you.
No, but you're going to be putting on those blankets, aren't you, honey, in heat?
Yes, absolutely. All that Capricorn energy is setting in.
Yeah, well, you know, it can be good cuddle time by a fire. You have the heat on, whatever, you know. You can make it work. It can be a cozy time, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things about this time period that's really good is you get to, you know, really get that intimacy and that closeness with people around you that, you know, you're not going to have unless it does cool down.
Right. It's so true. Wow. Well, tonight we've got both Mars and the Moon entered Scorpio today. And they're both in square to Mercury in the first degree of Aquarius, too. So we've got a lot of planetary changes that happen tonight. We're going to talk about the new moon, too, because it's coming up here before the next show. But I like all this 0, 0, 1 degree energy because it does feel like it's a new beginning. And it is the new year. And we're just ready to get back to work on Monday. So it's a nice signature in the heavens.
Oh, yeah. This is such a great time. And even with all that Capricorn energy, because... Even on the full moon, we have this full transition, which is one of the things about this new year that I like, is that it is really, life is shifting as we know it. You know, foundational changes are afoot with the sun, the new moon, Pluto, and at the tail end over there, Mercury hanging out in Capricorn on the night. We're really going to have some really transformational and foundational shifts that are really nice. Mars in Scorpio also, it gives you that inclination because Scorpio in itself is that transformative energy. So our actions are really being guided to really make foundational changes in our lives. So this is one new year that these New Year's resolutions, you have a solid foundation and a determination to be able to go through and really fulfill those desires and those dreams and set those goals.
Absolutely. You know, and Mars is close enough to be called in trine to Neptune in Pisces, and I think that a lot of people that have been on the spiritual path are looking to delve more deeply. Dedicate greatly at this point. I think a lot of people are doing that. But the Capricorn force, I think, lend a practicality, too, of how much can be accomplished in one day, you know, and to also take a look at the way you're doing your time management, which I have got a whole new organization going on here as far as the biz is concerned here at my house.
I'm not surprised. You're a Cancer sun, so...
I had to do it. They were saying, okay, get yourself together, you know, realize what you can do and what you cannot do, what you can't live without and what you need to give away, and revamp. So I'm doing some of that. And the other thing I love about this new moon is Saturn and Venus kissing. Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did. I was just going to talk about that.
I was interested about your take on that. Tell us.
Well, you know, it really gives a sense of humor into that wonderful love energy where, you know, instead of learning lessons a harder way or understanding and growing and expanding in a harder way, it kind of lightens it up a little bit, especially with Venus being there. It gives it that heart desire. So you can use a little bit of irony and levity and really find that in the situation instead of plunging into the harder depths of it at this point in time. And so that's the reason why I like it, is because I think Venus really lightens up Saturn a great deal, especially in Sagittarius.
Yes. Of course, they're both very close to my moon, as you know.
Yes.
I tell you what, it was so fun to have you and Dan come here too, because again, here I had people that I love journeying to me before this aspect ever happened.
And that's perfect for that period of time. That
yes.
is. You know, you will see people traveling to see their family, you know, and who they love more at this point in time if they've been separated. Because of that union and because of that uniting of the foundation, again, those foundational relationships.
Absolutely. On a more serious side, because of this new moon, Mercury is going to be retrograde, and I guess a lot of you probably remember what last year was like in New England, where I'm from. And because these Capricorn planets and the lights, both the lights, are in square to Uranus and Aries, we can't have computer issues, power outages. You need to have a plan. You need to have some things stocked up, because the Capricorn planets want you to be responsible as far as sustaining yourself. And so expect the unexpected. Be prepared. It might be a slight snafu, but you want to have a plan A and a plan B. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, yeah. I so agree with that. That, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about Capricorn is that we must be prepared, okay? And right now, at this moment, Mercury is direct in Capricorn, and I'm not telling everybody to rush out tomorrow and get supplies, but it would be a good idea, because when Mercury goes retrograde Tuesday, again here, it's in square to that Uranus aspect, and I so agree that there's going to be snafus with electricity and electronics and things like this. So be prepared for that. Even, you know, make sure that, you know, you have battery backup for things. They say, you know, pick a time to change your batteries and in all your stuff. This would be the time to do that, because, or else have some spare ones around, because again here there could be some challenges with that during this period of time.
Absolutely. Now, I just got a new battery put in my car, a new thermostat, a new regulator, and then in the process of that they found a gas leak. Now all that's fixed before Mercury in retrograde, so God is really watching over me, okay?
making you prepared.
Oh,
that's a
yes.
good thing.
So that's good, but you know what? I need a new battery pack for my computer in my upstairs retreat in the attic where I'm going to be doing the writing of my book. So I need to get that. I've already watched all the videos. I know how to get it. I know how to install it and all that, so I might try and get it tomorrow, but I might have to order it tomorrow, and I might end up in delay with that because it's so close to the Mercury retrograde, but it's time. I'm going to bite the bullet and see what I can manifest.
There you go. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now,
we have a bunch
thing
of colors.
That I didn't say.
Go ahead.
I did want to mention one more thing about this chart, because I really like this aspect to it, because even though, like you were just talking about with the car, how you've had some challenges with it, and of course we're going to come up under this Mercury retrograde with certain challenges, but the beautiful part about that aspect is that it's in trine to Jupiter. So what's going to transpire during this period of time is also going to be for your greater benefit in the long term. With all these foundational shifts, it gives you that great benefit with it, which I'm really happy to see that part of it. So when you're stuck in a situation and frustrated with it during the next few weeks, say, okay, it's for my benefit, and find the humor in it.
Sounds like a plan to me. I'm with you on that.
Okay. So, Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. So if we,
well, I'm glad you included that.
Check,
we should have. That's right. Exactly. And it's interesting because Jupiter and the North Node are kissing, both retrograde. And so, like you said, you know, I have some things I put aside and stuff just because, you know, that I still do have in place. Even today at the chapel, I ran out of my favorite candles that fit the candle holders best. I'm like, ah, maybe there's some more in the back. I go back there, and didn't I lay my fingers right on them?
Gotta love that.
I was happy about that. But we have a lot of callers. We better get started. We want to make sure that these people are happy.
Okay, let's go.
For some reason, I can't pick up this call. There we go. Area code 832, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great,
hey,
how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good. Today's my birthday, actually, so I'm pretty good.
Great.
Happy birthday.
And who are we speaking with?
Oh, you're speaking with Dejan from Houston, Texas.
How do you spell your name?
D-A-J-O-N.
I like it. Nice.
It's funny. That's how I spelled it, and I don't have you in here. So, you are January 3rd, and what year?
1996.
And what time were you born?
I was born at 1:52 p.m.
Excellent. And what city were you born in?
Houston.
Do you still live in Houston?
Yes, I do. I'm going to college as of right now.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Happy for you. Saturn and Sagittarius, next 2 years are really great for education. That's your ruler as a Capricorn. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to know if I was going to be getting my own place before this year was going to be up.
I know she's looking at your solar return right now. I know her like a book.
And your fourth house has Gemini on it, but it has nothing in it at this time. So there's a possibility. That's how I'm going, ooh. But I don't know that it would be permanent.
Okay.
There's no inclination.
That makes sense.
Kind of permanency or foundation to that. What do you think,
As far as transits, though, you're going to have planets transiting through your second house of real estate in June and your fourth house of home in August. Now, the planets that move through there, these are planets of event, they're usually there anywhere from a month to 7 weeks, okay, which is long enough to facilitate a move, all right? So I would be looking at those 2 months as possibles for you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, because Leo is a fixed sign and it's in your fourth house of home, if you do it during the month of August, it's more apt to be something that you would actually be able to create a year lease. There's a fixity in that energy, especially if you really love it, because Leo rules the heart, okay? But you've got to really feel that heart chakra energy for it to be something that you will really enjoy for that year. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. Yeah.
If you try and do it before that, like she said, it could be temporary situations. The transits will support you, but your solar return indicates that whatever place that you're going to be moving to for the year, chances are after your birthday next year, you'll change again or you'll have plans to change again.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I might end up going to an apartment complex to stay near campus, so I might end up changing my I might end up transferring to another campus next semester. Next school year. So that might that makes sense.
Yeah. I like the August date for you. I think it gives it a little bit more permanency and a little bit more structure for you. So, you know, it might be that you go through this session in one place, and then it, like in August, you know, transfer over for the next year. That would be a good thing. What are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for film.
Great.
Are you going to be a director?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have a
because
lot
I
of
like
capital
this
in your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, production and direction. You know, you really have, and you have a great foresight with that Mercury being right on the, you know, in Aquarius, but right on that edge. It really gives you that vision. And this year in your solar return, you have a critical degree, 0 degrees Mercury in Aquarius, which means that this is a critical thinking year for you. And so you can really see some great foresight into that. And pursue it. You're in the right direction. Really, I like it for you.
Thank you.
Take very good care of your health. Do you eat a good
okay.
diet?
Not as much as I like, sadly.
I just feel that this year ahead is important for you to make sure that you have a good, what they call glycemic index, because you need the power of concentration for your schoolwork. So don't have too much carbs, don't have too much protein. Try and balance them out so that your blood sugar is very stable, especially if you're staying up late for an exam or you're doing some kind of practical interaction with your work at the school. Try to make sure that you eat maybe a little bit more frequently and maybe a little less, but some good live food. I'm just suggesting this to you because it doesn't show up so much in your transit wheel, but it does show up on your solar return.
Yeah.
Then you're going to feel more energized with all of the things you deal with. If you pay a little bit more attention to your diet, I'm not telling you to make a radical change here. I just think to be conscious of it. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
Not right now, no.
Well, I feel you could be, but I want you to know that you are going to have someone in your life that respects that you have to have that time to dedicate to your studies. And that's the only way it's going to work. Because you're really serious about all this, aren't you? You're going to be great at this.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad you called in tonight. You going to call back and keep us posted?
Yes, I will.
We'll be looking forward to that. Many blessings. Happy New Year.
Okay, thank you.
Nice energy.
Oh, yeah, that was so perfect for him to be in that director field and in the area that he chose. That's so perfect.
And, you know, with all that Capricorn in his ninth house, his reputation is going to start preceding him early on.
Oh, yeah.
When Saturn gets into Capricorn in 2 years, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 480, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic, fantastic. My birthday is
5/29/70. And you're from Detroit, Michigan.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Originally.
Well, I don't have the time though.
2:59
AM or PM?
Oh, I'm sorry, PM.
Thank you so much. I have so many mics on here, it's like crazy.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
I did. I'm actually I've been kind of blowing off an interview with a big.com for a sales position. And I ran into a woman who happens to be in management, and that just kind of seemed odd to me that randomly I met this person and she works for that company. So I reached back out to HR, which will be back on the 4th, and they're hiring for the new sales team to come in on the 11th. And I just kind of wanted to know if I make the cut within that timeline and get in.
Are you still living in Detroit?
No, I'm in California.
What city?
I'm in Ojai.
How do you spell that?
O-J-A-I.
Okay. Because that is going to make a difference. Let's take a look.
No, I was born in Detroit, but...
Right, but now you're under a different energy grid where you live now. It's a completely different time zone. Because you're ascendant,
sure.
And the planets that inhabit your houses have changed which house or which mansion they're in right now. So I want to look at that because the sixth house rules work, the tenth house rules career. So it's going to be a different picture in California versus Detroit for you, for me. Now, Jacqueline likes to look also at the natal. She likes to look at both. So we're going to both help you out here. Let's take a peek. Ooh, I like it.
I do too.
It's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging, but you know what? You're up for the challenge, aren't you?
Right.
I like it. You have both the Sun and Pluto challenging you, but they're also trining you, forming blessing lines. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, Anna, I so see this to your benefit at this time. Even in your natal chart, Jupiter is your natal Jupiter is and transiting Jupiter in conjunction to you in your first house, and that works really well for you. In your natal chart, it's in your 12th. In California, it's in your first. So I really like that benefit for you as far as your work is concerned. I think that this was more cosmically connected. So I think that's one of the reasons why that indication came by of that particular individual is to make sure that you didn't miss the opportunity.
Yeah, because I literally said, so I was talking with her, and I was like, so what do you do? And she's like, I work for XYZ, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow. The way it appears to me, Uranus is the planet of surprises and epiphanies. It was retrograde until Christmas Day, okay? And then went direct, and it's sitting right on your moon, the ninth house, which is where God watches over you. It's the realms of heaven, metaphysics, these kind of synchronistic events you just experienced, which is really cool. And when I relocate you to California, Saturn, the great teacher, is sitting on your vertex or your electric ascendant in trine to this energy. So even though I feel you will work hard, I think you're happy when you work hard. You're happier when you're busy, right?
Right, right. As long as everybody's working smartly and not hard.
I think it's going to be a bit of both, so I'm just giving you the heads up. What do you think? You have anything more to tell him, Jacqueline?
I think it's really good. I think this is a great opportunity for you. I really do. I think that you're going to enjoy this.
Excellent. It's a great foundation. I just moved out here less than 2 months ago, and who can't have great benefits and a nice base salary plus great commission potential?
Wow. Very intuitive of you.
Yes. I've been following the breadcrumbs.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
For the signs. Yes. I like
that. Thank you so much.
Well, many blessings. Keep us posted.
Sure will. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Interesting chart, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 805, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Donna. I'm from California, but I was born April 22nd, 1954, and I was born in Flushing, Long Island, which is close to New York, at 2:50 p.m.
Gotcha. How are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I would like to know, have more money in my life and wanted to know how it was looking or anything else that comes up.
What are you doing for a living?
Well, I'm not. I'm on disability, but I'm pretty lucky. Yeah, I'm a lucky person. I won a car. I've won trips. I just won $10,000 a couple weeks ago, and yeah, good.
Oh, I'm so not surprised. Mars is transiting through your second house of personal finances, which means money comes from other sources.
Yeah.
We're in California. Are you living now?
Santa Barbara.
Ooh, I love that city.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty.
A lot of culture energy there.
Yes.
Probably suits you just fine.
Yeah, I like to meet you.
Because Saturn's transiting your fifth house right now, and there's an active T-square with it in the California chart, what do you plan on doing with the money?
I want to, maybe, depending on how much, I'd like to buy a condominium, and I'd like to put in some trips and help out my nieces and nephews, give them money, a new car, and stuff like that.
So it does look like travel, education. If you do get into a condo situation, to me it looks like you're going to want to have that water view, babe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, sometimes a pool can be good. Sometimes if it's proximal, that can be good, too. But I think that what the money that you're grasping is giving you is a greater sense of freedom. And a greater sense to become the mentor to other people, which I like.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be sustained for 2 years for you. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that at this time period, there's some foundational shifts that are going to be going on. And I do feel that at this time, there are certain benefits that you can get. Especially over the next few weeks. She was talking about 2 years this cycle is there, and I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But over the next few weeks, I would definitely concentrate and focus on what is being presented to you and look at that. Okay?
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, because in 2 weeks, I was invited to a slot tournament in Vegas, so maybe I will go. I was kind of contemplating, should I go or not go, but I think I will. Yeah. Because at least there's an opportunity, you know, that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And my feeling is no matter where you are, you're going to feel like you want to be somewhere else right now. So do what really inspires you. Because Venus is going to be kissing Saturn in about a week, okay, and when we have that new moon on the 9th. So do what really inspires you. That's the best way, I think, for you to invest right now personally. Even though I know you want to help other people. Yeah.
Yeah, I always help people. But, maybe take a trip to Hawaii, stay with my friend Marlene that lives there, and, you know, we can do a lot of walking and different things. Yeah. I got to start thinking of myself. You're right. I got to start thinking of myself. Yeah.
That's great. With Mercury retrograding, too, in Capricorn, it is a time to honor those time-vented relationships with your friend in Hawaii. And also, again, like we were talking about earlier in the show, to factor yourself back into your schedule better, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'll stay on
listening.
Keep
us posted,
thank you.
Okay?
I will, okay. Thank you.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Area code 828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies, it's Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
How you doing, sweet
thing? I'm okay.
You weren't the first one in this time.
No.
So what kind of a
new year?
What's up?
I said, did you have a good new year?
No. All I did was sleep and lay in my bed.
Well, you know, and I am going to say this about this period of time, because we were just talking about this earlier. There are seasons in our life where there's times where we have to take a step back. And be alone and contemplate things and rework our direction. And with all this Capricorn energy going through there, and natally it's going through your sixth house, what this is doing is it's making you have to be like the bear, hibernate, to recharge, to refuel. This is a time with your body that it sets a new foundation. Okay, so even though you're laying down, you might stretch your fingers or do things like this. You might, again here, revamp your diet to where you're putting what you want in your diet a little bit more, or doing things like this that set new foundations. Just as a suggestion, it will get easier. Look towards the end of February, middle of the end of February, and it'll be easier on your body.
No, can you help me out with what's going on between me and my dad?
Hey.
It's 3/13/1940.
Adam, Colorado.
Yes.
Tell you, with both Mars and the Moon in Scorpio over the last 24 hours, right now long-term emotional memory is kind of accessing you, okay? So those planetary energies oppose both Venus and the Moon in your dad's chart, okay, as they're moving forward right now. So the important thing for you to understand is what you have learned from him, and start to make some very practical adjustments. That's what I kind of see. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I do. I see the same thing. And I agree that this is a time where you're rebalancing or changing the situation and looking at it in a different perspective would work better for you. Some things our parents teach us what to do, and some things our parents teach us what not to do, okay? And here again, even though your father had his challenges, he did teach you what not to do. He did teach you a different perspective. And this is a good time to let go of the pain of the lesson and embrace the lesson itself and know that you've overcome it and come through it and survive that challenge. And so that's where I think that this is a great time for you.
Well, I can still feel the pressure from what's going about it, and it's hurting me.
And here again, I understand.
Go ahead.
I understand that the pressure, because here again, the intensity is upon you. Both Mars and the Moon are sitting on top of your Moon, okay? And then on top of that, it's opposing your father's Moon and his Venus. So there's a lot of pressure there, okay? The point being is that it's embracing that and pushing yourself through it, going, I don't need that pain anymore. I don't need that challenge of that pain from the past. It's not going to happen again. It'll never happen again. This is what I've learned from that, is that I've grown, that I'm stronger than it. And start looking at it in a different perspective, again, of teaching you, this is, I've passed that challenge, and it's, now I need to look forward and let that pain go away on its own. What were you going to say, Aphrodite?
Right now, the South Node is sitting on your father's Mercury, okay? And the North Node is sitting on his Neptune. And what this tells me is that he has not forgotten about you, but for some reason he's not really speaking to you, but he is aware of what you're going through. I want you to know that, okay? So know whatever you're thinking, whatever you're writing, even if you want to sit and dedicate a special journal and just write to him, I think it would be a very good exercise with this Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, because what it's going to do, it's going to allow you to express things to him that you couldn't before. And I think it's really going to enlighten you if you sit quietly and do that. I know you have some health issues right now, so it might be hard for you to sit for long periods of time. But I'm not talking about typing on a computer. I'm talking about writing it in something where you're actually doing mind-hand coordination with your dominant hand. Okay? But I think it can really help you if you do that. Set a little time aside for that. You don't have to make it your whole life. But say, you know what? I want to sit here and write about this. I need to get this down on paper where I can see it outside of myself rather than letting it whirl inside of me without definition. And I think it would really help, Danielle. I'd try it.
Okay.
Okay?
My counselor suggested that too, and other people have.
Yeah, but now, right now, because of Mercury retrograde, this is almost perfect, the timing of it. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe it's time has come for you to give that a shot. Worst case scenario, you can do it for a few days and say, I don't want to do it. But you know what? Give it a shot.
Okay. Thanks, lady.
We love you.
Thanks, Sarah. We do. Keep
us posted.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. The holidays, you know, they bring out the best sometimes, but also there's a natural grieving we go through with passages in our lives, you know. It's always such a mixture this time of year.
Yes, it is.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Where am I at here? Oh, okay. Area code 561, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. Happy New Year. This is Cindy. Yes, I have a question for you. I'm in the process of trying to get money from my husband's, from the military. And I'm in the final stages of it, and it's getting his Social Security number. I have to mail it tomorrow, which is before the retrograde, which I hope it will be. Okay, but I want to try and find out if there's any repercussion to it or anything that I need to do otherwise. I need to know. Thank you.
Okay. Ooh, wow.
What?
I'm thinking this is a good time to do it. I mean, because
exactly.
Of Mercury retrograde, you might go into, you know, a little bit of a delay for several weeks, but got some good angles here for this as far as dealing with documentation. The sun's going to be passing over Pluto tomorrow and the next day, right when Mercury turns, and forming some nice trines to your ancient part of fortune and your Neptune. So I'm thinking that this is good. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I see no afflictions.
Not
at all. You know, the North Node and Jupiter are conjunct, your Moon natally in your second house of personal finances. You know, there's so many good things going on. Except for the Mercury retrograde, like Aphrodite said, except for the Mercury retrograde, it's the only thing I see that's going to cause you a little bit of a delay. But I feel in February everything should be right on track.
Can you tell how much I might be getting?
I don't do numbers. Do you, Aphrodite?
Well, because of the time that's gone by, I expect that it would be more than it was before. And the reason I say that is because Venus is going to be passing over Saturn and Sag. And Saturn turning your fourth house would usually indicate a former husband, former family member, that kind of thing. And the fact that you have waited so long because Saturn rules time. So what this is trying to do you is trying to liberate you. These finances are trying to liberate you for you to create your dream. But mm-hmm. it's also telling me that you should be cautious when you do get the funds you're seeking. Make the very best choices for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I think the time is going to factor in here, so I have a feeling it will be very beneficial. I just, like she said, it's hard to say numbers when you're working with a chart. Sometimes we can see that more clearly in the cards, but we're doing the charts here on the show, but sometimes we can see it more clearly in the cards. You might want to get with Jacqueline and have her take a look at her cards for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay, sweetie. All right.
Yeah. I'd like to listen to you afterwards.
Okay, great. So I will just put you back on hold.
Thank you so much.
Any blessings. Bye. Okay, I put her back on hold. I'm going to write that down here so I don't mess up. All right, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
This is one of those 111s, okay?
Okay.
Area code 111, you're on the air.
Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yes, it is. I forgot to remove the block on the number, sorry. Happy New Year, Aphrodite.
Thank you so much.
And Happy
What's
New Year.
What's cooking with you, babe?
Well, you know, the health is still not well. And no work yet. So now I'm starting to worry that whether I will be forced out of where I'm living, because unless I start, you know, doing something about it. So I was wondering how it looks. I know you told me something about the 6th of January being very favorable. So I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the 6th of January.
Well, I feel that number one, health first.
Yeah.
If you're not getting to work, it's because the divine wants you to take care of you first, get yourself back where you could do the work well, and it would really be rewarding as well as profitable, both, okay?
Yeah.
Because Jupiter is still very close to your Saturn, so you have to be responsible also for yourself. Yes, you want to sustain your residence, we understand that, but... You've got nice Jupiter to Jupiter trines right now. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, and right now, Mars is just coming into conjunction with your Mercury, okay? So it's time to do an about-face and a change as far as mentally is concerned. Your actions and your mental thoughts have to really be in a line at this point in time. Okay, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. Okay, even if you were to organize things where you're at or become more active physically, of what doing things physically during the day, I think it would really make it a great deal better for you, because you want to. You're shifting your mental thought. Okay, at this point in time. So shift your mental thought by your actions, and you'll find everything else around you will shift. But again here, I agree with Aphrodite that it's starting to take care of yourself personally and do some productive things for yourself, and then the work will come in.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, right at midnight, I went up on the roof looking east, and there was the moon. There was a planet above it, sort of to the left of it, but pretty much above it. Was that Jupiter? I put a picture on Facebook of it. You cannot see the planet too well, but
the moon
could be clear.
You mean last night?
The 31st to the 1st.
Well, both the moon and Mars were kissing in the heavens, okay, in Libra, and now they moved into Scorpio. So I think it was Mars, the planet you saw next to the moon.
Yeah, because it was above it and slightly to the left, and it was so beautiful. And I didn't
know
which, yeah.
What a treat.
It was just very nice to see, because it was coming up from where the ocean is, and very, very nice. So thank you so much, ladies. I wish you both a very good New Year, And all the best.
All the best to you.
All the best
Many
to
blessings.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Gracias.
You won't let me scroll to disconnect her, so I think she's going to have to listen for a few minutes.
I want to listen.
Okay,
yeah,
because I can't scroll. I got too many people in the queue. It won't let me scroll. It's okay. We'll just take the next one. That's crazy. Okay. All right. Area code 504, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
My birthday is October 22nd, 1962. In Wheeling, West Virginia, at 12:17 a.m.
Okay.
Gotcha. 17 or 7?
17.
Okay. I had 12:07.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, 12:07.
I did have 12. I had 12:07 too.
Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going from memory here, and I can't really remember when I was born.
Now, where are you living now? Are you still living in Wheeling, West Virginia?
No, I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Woohoo! Talk about a shift. How long have you been there?
About 18 years.
I guess if you're pretty much a native at this point, right?
Yeah, once you survive Katrina...
You feel compelled to hang out. Yeah, I get that. I've been through hurricanes. I understand.
Free Katrina. Yeah,
we've done that. We're frozen.
If you don't have a birth certificate from here, you're not from here.
Right. It's definitely a different culture.
Yep.
Now, do you have a special question for us tonight?
Oh, I was just wanting you to look at 2016 and tell me what is coming up.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance photographer.
Wow, good. Are you doing things that are in the air and under the sea?
No.
You should be.
Under the sea? Like
yep.
Underwater?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could be photographing things that jump out of the water, like dolphins and whales, that kind of thing. But you get a lot of water fire energy here that's going on, and things that also like take flight that are in motion as well could be very interesting, or things that people can see from a great distance that are important international landmarks. Those things show up in your chart to me.
Okay.
It has to do with something you probably would get involved in, that you would probably work with this particular company for a long period of time under contract, but it seems like it's showing up to me. I just got
okay.
That. Some of it's chart, some of it's just psychic stuff, but I can see it. Because you love what you do, don't you?
I do. I could use some new clients, though.
Yeah. I really would be looking at more towards an international arena dealing with those kinds of things that people will travel far to witness, whether it's part of nature or culture that other people are not aware of. It's somewhat provocative from more of a spiritual perspective. Yeah.
That's what I'm working on, and I keep trying to break into an international market, and I just haven't succeeded yet.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I think your creative juices are flowing very strong at this point in time. And I really do feel that there may be certain things that you may have to shift your perspective a little bit in during the next few weeks and take a step back to something that you created before and take a different look at it of how you're going about doing it. Because here again, I do see the international flow to this, but I don't see that you've taken all the right steps yet. And I think that's what the Mercury retrograde is going to do for you. It's going to go back into your sixth house, so it's going to make you reexamine that how you've been going about what you've been doing before, and come back to it. So over the next few weeks, do reexamine things and look at your previous photographs and things like this and what you've done in the past and take a different flavor or a different flair to it. I think it'll work really well for you.
Okay.
I totally agree. That's awesome. Jacqueline, you're so amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. It's definitely my plan.
Great. Well, I think you're totally intuitively on the right, you know, track here. You know, with your Venus and your Neptune both in Scorpio, and even your vertex is there in the relocation chart to New Orleans, you're very psychic instinctive. And you have to deal with things from the depth of your perception. You can't really do it any other way. With Mars going in there for the next 7 weeks, as Jacqueline pointed out, in Mercury retrograde, your power indeed can come from something from the past. And you're going to get charged up about it because you know what? When you pull it out, like she suggested, you're going to see it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Keep us posted, too. We want to know.
You'll see it everywhere, let me tell you.
Okay. Put it out there. Take no prisoners. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have a sweet night. Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Wow. Well, we've got about 8.5 minutes left. Do you want to go for one more?
Okay.
Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Latima.
Have you
Hello?
Called him?
I'm not sure if I called him before.
I don't have you. So what is your birthday?
My birthday is July 16th, 1992.
And what time were you born?
The time?
Yes.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 5 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
You still live there?
Right now, my location, I'm in Queens. I'm still in New York. I'm in a different borough right now. Yeah.
A stone's throw away. Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes. Right now, I'm in a homeless shelter. And I want to know, do you ever see me moving soon or get into my own apartment? And I've been here for like,
have you been doing some work trying to get some financial aid?
No, not yet. But they need paperwork with it. I think they said they need that.
Right.
Because I have an interview Tuesday. I have an interview to see about, I think, for apartments, if I get approved for one. I just want to know if that's going to go well and would I get placed in some apartment, like, soon.
Normally, because Jupiter would have been moving into your fourth house, but it's going to retrograde this month until May. Would you be going back to, like, an old neighborhood?
Probably, I don't know.
Okay. With Jupiter retrograding on your fourth house cusp, it seems to me if you're going to go back to the old neighborhood, that would be your best bet as far as getting all the paperwork to go through. If you're trying to start something new, that's more apt to happen middle May to the 1st of June for you, from what I'm seeing here. Now, do you have family that also lives there?
Yeah. But if I, you know, if I go back, that would be to my mother's house. And that's like, you know, starting all over. And I had kind of had problems staying with her.
Okay. Could you be close but not like in her home maybe? Would that work or not?
Yeah, I could be close. So what you're saying is like leave from here and trying to go close back over there?
Yeah, it seems like you'd be moving back to like the old neighborhood or where you have brothers or sisters or close friends from school. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I see the same thing, but I want to reiterate right now that you have the opportune time to really, again, talking about that third house and paperwork and communication with Mars going into Scorpio and all this Capricorn energy. It seems like somebody can help you out to fill out paperwork for support from a foundation, like the government foundational kind of support, to where
mm-hmm.
you can get on your feet a little bit, and they give you some time to get back on your feet. So I would be looking in that direction if I were you, to find out who can help me by the right paperwork to be used at this point in time to get you some kind of foundation to start off with.
Oh, okay.
It's almost like it's all going to fall into place. Just keep pushing.
Keep pushing?
Yep.
But it's not going to happen as soon as I think it will happen, right? Because I was thinking probably like February or March, they probably call me.
Yeah, it could.
That's what I'm hoping.
Retrograde, if you're going back to something that's familiar to you, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, it's going to be familiar
mm-hmm.
to you. Either you went to school there, or you know people that are there, friends live nearby. In other words, there's going to be another aspect to it because of Jupiter retrograding and Mercury being retrograde in a cycle. So it's kind of like you're kind of going back. You might end up living a little closer to your mom, but I feel also you'd have friends and other supports there as well. That's
uh-huh.
what I'm seeing.
Okay, so
you
do see you moving
privacy,
back.
Which I think is very important.
Yeah.
I still think you're going to get your privacy, but I think you're also going to be more proximal to maybe some of the things you've enjoyed in the past.
Okay, so you see, like, you see me being close back to where I was at.
Yes.
Okay, because I was told that was a possibility, so.
Great.
Yeah.
Keep us posted, okay?
Okay.
I'm so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
You too.
Many blessings. All right. Bye-bye. Well, it's the top of the hour. We should probably tell people where they can find us and what we're up to.
Hey. Well, they can find me every Friday at Spark of Divine in Vero Beach, and I am going to be teaching both tarot and astrology there starting at the end of the month, or every weekend at the B&A Flea Market in Stuart. If you're not in Florida, you can give me a call at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I can be reached at 540-400-0110. I have my Tarot Share group the second Tuesday and fourth Thursday of every month at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke. And also, I'm available for phone sessions and live sessions over there as well. I also read this really cute place called A Little Bit Hippie every Friday, doing just mini readings from 2 to 6 p.m. So people can come and meet me. They just have a couple questions. They can shop and have fun with me, and it all works out great. We're going to be here next Sunday. We're here usually every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. We're here for you, and you can find us on Facebook. And you can also get in touch with me at www.aphrodite.com. Have a stellar week.
See you next week. Good night.
Many blessings. Good night.